From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
It's a First Alert weather day here in the Bay Area as a major atmospheric river is sweeping its way in, impacting all of us with gusty conditions and heavy showers. I'm going to time the storm out for you coming up in your full forecast. Justin.
And the rainfall is intensifying here in Felton. That means it could aggravate the San Lorenzo River. I'm Justin Andrews with a live report. Jocelyn.
Justin, we're along 680 going northbound where a big rig just blocked all lanes going northbound. Thankfully, they have opened two lanes, but Gianna, we are seeing how this is affecting the commute in both directions.
Yeah, and I'll have a look at alternates to get around that mess, plus your travel times if you're headed through there, and a look at the Bay Area as you deal with a wet start to your Tuesday morning drive.
Biden projecting a message of calm in the banking system. What CBS News has now learned about Silicon Valley Bank this morning. But first, taking a live look from San Francisco for you, that atmospheric river has officially moved into the Bay Area. This is why we have called a first alert weather day for today. Now in the North Bay, soaking rain is causing hillsides to give way. There was a small mudslide overnight on the Bohemian Highway at Freestone Flat Road in Occidental. It has blocked one lane of the road there. There is no word of any injuries. And the governor's office has about 20 swift water rescue teams on standby, including in Marin and San Mateo counties. It isn't just us here in the Bay Area or even Northern California. Down in Los Angeles County yesterday, seven people had to be rescued from a river that was running too fast and just too high. We have live team coverage for you on this Tuesday morning. Justin Andrews is live in Felton. Jocelyn Moran is live in Pleasanton. And Gianna Franco is in the traffic center checking on the roads for you right now because a lot of people are going to be hitting the roads this morning, Jessica, for this First Alert weather day. People have places to go. I know my drive-in wasn't easy. We were dealing with a lot of not only rain, but wind as well.
You're right. And we saw it coming just offshore in the Pacific. As we extend all the way into our forecast this morning, it's already very active on this First Alert weather day. Like I said, we saw it coming. There's that atmospheric river based off our water vapor imagery just out in the Pacific, and it's honing its way into the bay as we speak. Before you head out the door this morning, prepare now. Make sure you have those jackets. Make sure you have the umbrellas and just take it slow on the roads. Gianna's going to have more on how that's going to impact you in just a bit, but let's start zooming into some local areas, starting off down in the South Bay. The Santa Cruz Mountains are starting to pick up with the rain. Look at all that yellow from just offshore. It's starting to move its way off into the east. It's going to wrap throughout those hills, and if you live in those low-lying intersections where you're more prone to flooding, this is definitely going to impact you this morning, so take it slow and be very vigilant out there. Now, here we go off into the Tri-Valley area. Some heavy showers swept through, but now it's a lot lighter. Let's zoom into Marin County because they're getting hit with some active conditions, actually starting up near Petaluma. That's where we're seeing some heavier rain right now. But as we head all the way down into Marin County, if you drive along 101, I know it's a beautiful drive, don't get me wrong, but it is very, very wet right now. And I know it's really windy, so just take it slow out there on the roads. Let's take a look at current conditions right now. 50s throughout the Bay Area. It's been mild. Temperatures have been mild, but the big concern for us right now, it's not just the rain, it's the winds. We are under a high wind warning right now with wind gusts expected to hit anywhere up to 50, even 60 miles per hour, especially along the coastlines. And I know you drive in from the coast in the morning hours. How was it this morning?
You know, it wasn't as bad until I got to the top of the hill, Jess, where Highway 1 meets 280, just a little bit higher there, and then you could really start feeling that when you're traveling in your car there.
That's a great reminder for those who have to drive along those areas.
Yeah, and just Bay Area bridges being extra careful when you're crossing the Bay Bridge, San Mateo Bridge, Benicia Bridge with those wind advisories this morning. So, in fact, I'm going to start off with the Bay Bridge because we've got that wet weather out there that Jess has been talking about, and this atmospheric river is certainly going to cause a lot of problems on the freeways, and we are already seeing that this morning. So be extra careful. Give yourself some extra time this morning. Metering lights are already on at the Bay Bridge, but it is certainly a busy ride for many commuters, especially along 680. That's where we have a traffic alert. Northbound 680, as you work your way between Calaveras Road, Pleasanton, Sunol, there's a big rig. It was jackknife. It was first reported at 410 this morning. So we're going on almost 2 hours where commuters have been dealing with this mess there. And just looking at the map, you can see it's still pretty backed up in both directions. So northbound is the commute direction. Northbound is counter commute. Southbound is the commute direction. But we are tracking those brake lights through there. And they were diverting traffic off onto 84. So that would be a very good alternate to these brake lights here. If you want to take 84, you can even take 238 Mission Boulevard or maybe even 880. But looking at the map there, it looks like they may be opening up lanes because I'm starting to see things flow just a little bit better as you work your way along 680. So Jocelyn is over in Pleasanton right now where northbound traffic was being diverted off the freeway, though, Jocelyn. But just looking at your live shot here, I'm seeing a couple of cars moving in those right lanes.
Yeah, exactly, Gianna. They have just opened two lanes. That happened probably within the last 10, 15 minutes. So that's good for commuters going northbound here on 680. But you can see just here to my right, this big rig here. It has now been pulled off to one of the lanes here. But really, just talking to CHP earlier, it seems like they actually went up the hill over to the right side. We saw some tire marks there. We don't know exactly what happened. We do know is that earlier the rain was coming down pretty bad. That was probably maybe an hour to two ago. So we've seen that really all morning long, the rain coming down, it'll lighten up a little bit. But again, we just know how dangerous those conditions can be here. But commuters were stuck here going northbound for quite some time. We showed you earlier this morning just how bad that backup is. The good news again is that these two lanes over to the right have been open in the last 10, 15 minutes. So we are seeing traffic moving along. We're also seeing traffic moving along going southbound. Gianna, I know you mentioned that this is the commute direction. So we are seeing it move along a little bit quicker. So that's the good news here. But again, just be extra careful out on the roadways. We cannot talk about that enough. And really, we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be saying that over and over again all throughout the morning because we know just how important that is, Gianna.
It is. And just to seeing all those cars out there and with that wet weather, that is certainly tough for people. So glad to see that it's in the clearing stages. All right, Jocelyn, thank you so much. Amanda. Mm-hmm.
And people in Santa Cruz County are waking up to this heavy rain as well and a swelling San Lorenzo River. And that's where you find our Justin Andrews live in Felton for us. Justin, you've been keeping an eye on this river for us. Rain's still coming down. Are you seeing those water levels rising?
Well, Amanda, let me tell you this. The rainfall has intensified drastically within the last 5 minutes. And I think Jessica Birch and her radar and also the models are dead on because we're seeing a lot of rainfall as we speak. We're monitoring the San Lorenzo River here. Take a look at this. You can see the brush and the trees off in the river here. All of that was covered just a couple days ago. But the fear is that all of this water will rise intensely over the next several hours. This river here is supposed to peak at about 21.7 feet, and we're told that it could happen around 11 o'clock this morning. So this is really the bullseye that people are watching here who live in this Felton area. Keep in mind, though, this water that's falling right now is going to do nothing but aggravate this river. And this river is one that's relatively small, but it rises and recedes relatively quickly. We talked to the undersheriff here in Santa Cruz. He is ready to respond to emergencies. Take a listen.
We'll have an additional 11 going into the early morning hours, and then another 22 starting first thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to make sure that we have folks in the field, that if any of this turns to a direction that really we would hope it wouldn't, you can rest assured we've got a lot of people in the field to be able to support helping people.
And the current conditions, certainly not a good look for people who live in this area. You can tell the water is accumulating. And just look at my jacket. I'm totally drenched and I have on several layers. This water is soaking through the layers that I have on. I have on flood pants and boots is also soaking through that. So soaking through my clothes. Look at all the mud here, too, that we're standing in. But if it's soaking through my clothes, you know it can definitely aggravate this river here. A lot of people here are probably waiting and standing by because that's something that they've been doing. I've been in Santa Cruz County for several months, you know, tracking the flooding conditions here when the rain falls. And a lot of people are telling us, some say they're just going to sit here and wait. Others say, no, we're getting our stuff and leaving. I don't know what the case is for a lot of people here this morning. We have seen people kind of in their homes. I would recommend leaving soon because this river is going to rise relatively quickly if everything adds up as we're playing. So make sure you are safe wherever you are. And in fact, the sheriffs and crews here tell people to not even travel on the roads. That coming up the next 30 minutes. But for now, I'll send it back to you, Amanda.
Justin, that's just so frustrating for so many people that live there. And it's just been this constant routine of this happening over and over and over again. We're hoping for the best this morning. We will keep an eye on it. Justin, thank you so much. In Monterey County, things could go from bad to worse for the flooded farming community of Pajaro. It's near Watsonville, about 53 miles south of San Jose and 20 miles southeast of Santa Cruz. Well, crews are trying to fix a 120-foot section of the broken levee on the Pajaro River while this new storm is set to dump more rain into the area. Much of the town is underwater. Fields are flooded, and so are neighborhoods. Flooding has forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and businesses. while leaving others just dealing with a wet and muddy mess.
This was full of dirt, mud. You don't have to go to the bank. You see all the mud in there. You can see the water is all the way to the, it's full of water, all the basement.
We don't have any food. We don't have any water. We have like one packet of water bottles. And so that's why I decided to just leave my home and come over here to Watsonville.
Ooh, well, some who decided not to evacuate and ride out the storm want to leave. Some who left are now worried about what they will find when they go back. Well, you can stay with CBS.